This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Pakistani troops may be closing in on Al-Qaeda's number two leader. Authorities in Pakistan say there's a showdown going on near the border with Afghanistan, with their troops battling Al-Qaeda fighters. And they say Ayman al-Zawahiri, Osama bin Laden's second-in-command, is trapped there. U.S. officials are urging caution about the reports. Mary Louise Kelly is NPR's intelligence correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What is going on at the Afghan border?
Well, a lot of the details are sketchy, but it does appear that there is a major battle going on. This morning, Pakistani military officials are saying they are fighting hundreds of Islamic militants, that it's fierce fighting, possibly dozens of casualties. We know both sides are using heavy artillery, using mortars. The Pakistani troops say they're using helicopter gunships. But, you know, this is a very remote area. It's very hard to know and very hard to confirm exactly what's going on. The place we're talking about is called South Waziristan. This is, you often hear it referred to as the semi-autonomous tribal area in northwest Pakistan. And it's several square miles. So really, anything could happen. I mean, you may recall that back in December 2001, we had reports that bin Laden himself had been cornered in Afghanistan in the Torabora Mountains. Of course, he managed to get away. So we really don't know. We don't know if Zawahiri is there. We don't know if he is there, if he'll be captured.
But if he is captured, that's huge.
Absolutely. I mean, he's believed to be the senior strategist for Al-Qaeda. He would have been intimately involved with the planning for September 11th. There's a $25 million reward out for him. He's thought to be bin Laden's closest advisor, of course, so there's the hope that maybe if he is there, bin Laden may be there. Right now, we have no information that that's the case.
Well, they wouldn't expect him to give up the boss, would they?
You know, you never know.
Officials in Washington are not confirming if he is, in fact, cornered there.
No, they're not. Two U.S. officials I spoke to last night said they're still trying to confirm these reports themselves, the reports coming out of Pakistan. And really all they're saying at this point is that Pakistani officials say a senior Al-Qaeda official is surrounded. We don't know who it may be. It is worth emphasizing as well that it's Pakistani troops engaged in this firefight. We've been hearing a lot about Operation Mountain Storm, this new push launched by U.S. troops over the weekend to try to round up Al-Qaeda fugitives. But that operation's focused over the border in Afghanistan. It certainly wouldn't be surprising if U.S. Special Forces or CIA operatives were around this battle. We know the U.S. military has been helping Pakistan, but so far Pentagon officials are telling us this particular operation in South Waziristan is being run by the Pakistanis.
And it's taken a long time to get the Pakistanis to go do this.
It has taken the Pakistanis a long time. We had Colin Powell was in Pakistan, Colin Powell, Secretary of State, in Pakistan yesterday, designating Pakistan as a major non-NATO ally. That would make it a bit easier for them to get military funding and equipment from the U.S.
It's speculation that Washington didn't crack down so hard on Pakistan's nuclear proliferation because they wanted Pakistan to go do this.
There certainly has been a lot of talk about that. No confirmation from the U.S. administration, as you might expect, and senior Bush administration officials also very vehement that they did not lose focus on the hunt for bin Laden and other Al-Qaeda operatives in their efforts to get Saddam Hussein, that they've been on the case all along. Of course, as we've said, there is this renewed push that was just launched over the weekend.
And anytime you go into an Al-Qaeda camp, I would imagine there's got to be some kind of intelligence available there.
There is intelligence available, but what is being made public is very little at this point. U.S. officials are keeping what they know close to their chest.
Thank you very much. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.